This is program number LW2472. Well, everybody needs a scapegoat, right? Hi, this is Larry West. One day you're minding your own business, resting from a hard week's work, when the phone rings. It's Friendly Sam from the Friendly Sam's department store, and he speaks. His cordiality is missing. Why? Well, it's in regard to a past due bill. Out comes the defensive team. You gulp and say, my check's been in the mail for days. See, the post office has just become your scapegoat, and the blame is transferred for a meager 22 cents. If you could take a picture of today's scapegoat, you would see in the photograph a little guy that has just one eye, the size of a television screen, and his mouth is filled with all kinds of push buttons. The computer has saved many a guilty guy. You know how it works. You receive your bank statement and notice that $90,000 has been credited to your account. And you decide, well, after all, banks hardly ever make mistakes, so you proceed to spend it. As you cash your first check, the teller informs you that it must have been a computer error. He didn't have the courage to tell you that the key punch operator's finger stuttered on the zeros. It was only $90 deposit after all. The computer is today's modern scapegoat. Now, of course, the scapegoat also lives at home. Jack's boss criticizes him, but Jack had to take it. His boss's office was no place to explode, so Jack takes his anger home with him and provokes his wife, who in turn scolds the child, who in turn abuses the dog, which lived in the house that Jack built. Everybody has a scapegoat. It gets a little ironic, but sometimes that's the way life is as we take a look at ourselves. Other times, though, it gets pretty serious and frustrating. Sam is in trouble with his business. He's financially going under. His children are misbehaving. His spouse is threatening divorce. And Sam finds a scapegoat. He becomes a workaholic, focusing in on deadlines, phone calls, appointments, interviews, sales, and you name it. Some scapegoat, huh? Sometimes, though, it's easier to sink down further into the miserable mud than it is to admit our mistakes and make the necessary corrections and then move on. It's an art. It really is. The art of avoiding accountability. We find our scapegoats. Did you know that it was God who made the first scapegoat? He did. Why, just ask Adam, the first man. It was in the Garden of Eden that God told Adam and Eve not to eat of a forbidden fruit tree. God called it the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And God said, "For in the day that you eat of it, you shall die." Well, Satan comes along and tempts Eve. She takes a bite, and then she hands it to her husband, Adam. And then he bites into it too. Knowing then what they had done, they become terrified. All of a sudden, God comes walking into the garden in the cool of the day, knowing what they had done, and he confronts them. "Have you eaten of the tree of which I commanded you not to eat?" And it was then that Adam used the scapegoat that God had made. Adam said, "The woman whom thou gavest to me, she gave me the fruit of the tree, and I ate." See there? Sure, Adam, she chained you to the nearest oak, kicked your shins, and threatened to rip out your fingernails if you didn't take a bite, right? Scapegoats. They've always been with us right from the very beginning. Think about this one today. It's utterly impossible to saddle up and ride a scapegoat to heaven. That's right. The only way a man is going to make it with God is first by his facing up and admitting that he had the choice and that the mistake was nobody else's but his. The Bible says, "Unless you repent, you will perish." In other words, you've got to barbecue the scapegoat. I'm Larry West with World Radio. And I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I've written a pamphlet called What Controls Your Life. Now, I think it will help. There's something that controls each of our lives, but I'd sure like to send you this pamphlet for you to consider. What Controls Your Life? That's the name of it. It's yours free. Write me for it in care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.